This always happens. Every time I get a new rider, something horrible happens to them. They always get into accidents. I was really starting to like this owner. I was starting to think he would actually stay this time. He was really nice and took good care of me. He got my oil changed. I never had less than half a tank, and I was always kept squeaky, clean, and shiny. I never stayed with my owner for more than a year, and then we got into an accident, and then I went on to another owner. Didn't always happen that way though. Sometimes I was gifted away, sometimes I was bought off people. And I remember that one time I was stolen from my owner. That time was crazy because after that I got a new skin put on so I wouldn't be recognized as a stolen bike. This was really weird for a while because I was not used to it, but after a while I started to like it. Then we got into an accident and my skins got scratched and they had to peel it off and I was back to normal. After that, I went to a dealership because my owner went to jail for getting into an accident and hitting someone while on me. That was also a really sad moment for me because I felt partially responsible for the person's injuries. After that, I remember going to a different owner. He was about 19 years old in college and he was trying to impress girls with his shiny new motorcycle. Our time together did not last long because he actually did not know how to ride a motorcycle. So him and a girl got into an accident. He was trying to merge on the highway and he braked too fast and the car behind us rammed into my back and sent all of us flying. Although I got a bit banged up, they both went flying and got worse injuries than me and they had to go to the hospital. While he was there, his parents took me to a used car dealership and they sold me. I stayed there for a while collecting dust in the back with the other cars and bikes that everyone at the dealership gave up on hope of selling. Then one day, a strange man walked in and he asked if they had any bikes for sale. He looked kind of weird standing there in his late teenage years asking for a motorcycle. He was wearing khaki skinny pants, a tight t-shirt, and a pair of running shoes. They brought him over to my area with all the other bikes. At first he didn't see me, but eventually he came over and he said, "This is the one." And he asked the person helping him how much was I, and the man asked how much he had. The boy said $3,500 and the man automatically took him up on the great offer. I was actually quite flattered given the fact I was not worth that much in my current state. After we left the dealership, he immediately took me to an auto shop. On the front it read Jim's Auto, and we both went in, and he stood me straight up and started taking me apart and cleaning me up and putting my pieces back together and fixing my dents. I heard one of the other mechanics in there calling him a greaser, so that's what I started calling him. As soon as he was done cleaning, I was all shiny, and he filled up my tank and we went out on the highway. At first, I got scared that we would crash, so I did not get clingy. But at first, we did not crash for days. Then days turned into weeks, and weeks turned into months. By then, we were good together, and I thought, this is the time we're not going to crash. Then it happened. We were just going out for a cruise in the neighborhood and a drunk driver was speeding down the street and blindsided us. He flew 50 feet and I went under the car. I heard him hit the concrete. He fractured his pelvis and broke his back and got paralyzed from the waist down. And as for me, I went under the car. This was finally it for me. I got crushed, my engine got ran over, my handlebars got bent in two different ways, and my rear got torn from my front. And that brings me to now. I'm laying in the junkyard waiting to be melted and turned into something new. But until then, I'm still the same piece of scrap metal that I started out as.